Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Jerry Davey now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Martin, who tags Kaline, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Davey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davey takes first base on ball 4. Berberet moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLish moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bowling. McLish scores. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Davey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges misplays the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-2 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Osborne for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held is hit by the pitch. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McLish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. McLish reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Strickland goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-0, Indians. Pete Burnside now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Held strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Strickland. Berberet moves to second. Gale Harris pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-3 in the game. Osborne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Osborne reaches second base with a double. Berberet scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-1, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Power moves to second. It's 14-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-5 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Don Mossy now pitching. Dick Brown pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Held strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.